Day 58. Love is fire. Love is magic.
Since all that phrasal verb stuff in the last session, I'm now beginning to hear phrasal verbs every time somebody opens his mouth.
For example?
Okay, just a short while ago, I overheard a woman arguing that she was so burned up about some political thing that she was ready to spark off a rebellion. But right away, somebody else said he'd be ready to snuff it out.
Seems like you've really become attuned to this kind of thing, Patrick. Interesting occurrence. Burn up. Spark off. Snuff out. The woman was probably smoldering with anger. I can imagine her spitting fire and smoke coming out of her ears.
I can tell you're leading up to something, Marta.
Guess.
Okay, it's pretty obvious. The sparks, smoke, burning, smoldering, and so on, do have something in common.
Which is?
Fire, of course.
And what was the feeling of the woman?
Anger.
Yes. All of those fire-related expressions are called metaphors, and in this case, metaphors for anger. So in this sense, you could say that...
Anger is fire?
Right on. But fire metaphors aren't limited to just anger. What do you make of expressions like, that old flame in their marriage has died out, or... she carries the torch for him, or their meeting kindled strong feelings in them both.
Pretty obvious. In these cases, fire provides a metaphor for love. Love is fire here.
Yes, it's very common. Even Shakespeare in As You Like It, and then the lover sighing like a furnace.
So, anger and love, is that the extent of the fire metaphor?
Well, when you started this conversation with the phrasal verb stuff, you sounded pretty fired up, like your enthusiasm had been ignited. So I was looking for ways to fan the flames. The last thing I wanted to be was a wet blanket.
I'm impressed. Wow. You answered my question, Marta. So now it's what? Enthusiasm is fire?
Why not?
So is fire the only concept that figures in metaphors? Can love, say, be something besides fire? I mean, what about when a guy says, I'm crazy about Mary?
Good thinking. Let's say your guy raves about Mary. He's wild about her. He went out of his mind over her. So what's love now?
Well, it's not fire. How about insanity?
Or madness. And if Mary casts a spell over him, he's entranced. He's charmed by her. She's bewitching. Love here is what?
Magic. Where does it stop?
It doesn't, Patrick. Metaphor is everywhere. We've hardly begun. And don't forget the mixed metaphors, like window into the future from many sessions ago. But maybe this is enough for now.